Plains and Skagway spellers will advance to the state spelling bee in March. And Juno is trading pandemic restrictions for other tools as case rates fall. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Corinne Smith. Those stories are up next. Haines and Skagway students have won their rounds to advance to the state spelling bee competition in March. Skagway 7th grader Arthur Arabom won the Skagway Spelling Bee earlier this month and will be advancing to the state championship. His winning word was Arapaho, referring to the native people historically from the plains of Colorado and Wyoming. Middle school English teacher Aaron Schmidt organizes Skagway's annual spelling contest. He says it was close.
Kind of a heavyweight bout there toward the end. They went 14 rounds, counting Arthur's championship round. So, pretty good competition.
The runner-up was 7th grader Annabelle Eskins.
Arthur spelled A-R-A-P-A-H-O-E, and that's a correct variant of Arapaho with no E at the end.
32 Skagway students participated in the spelling bee this year from grade 2nd through 8th. Schmidt said it was impressive to see the students study the past several months and learn those difficult words.
We had one third grader named Summer Munson who went all the way into the 6th round, which is super impressive. And she just, surrounded by older students and had a princess dress on and just smiling from ear to ear. It was pretty neat to see. The Summer crushed it, too.
This will be Arabom's first state spelling competition. He'll be cheered on by the Skagway school community, which Schmidt says is proud of its spellers.
I always see that there's a pretty good crowd that attends, parents and even older students. Some high school teachers will bring their classes in to watch. And so there's always a pretty good turnout, and people get excited about it, which I just think is neat. I think it takes a lot of guts. I'm always really proud of those spellers. It's hard to get up and spell in front of people. It's hard to do anything in front of people, right? But to really publicly demonstrate a skill like that takes courage.
Joining Arabom at the state championship will be Haines 8th grader Nate White, who won the Haines Spelling Bee this week. Haines principal Lily Boron was there that day.
And he won with the word Quasimodo. It was actually very exciting because the championship round went for 2 rounds, which is not typical.
8th grader Maddie Hart won 2nd place, and 3rd grader Yarona Jacobson and 4th grader Meg Davis tied for 3rd. Boron says this year, Haines organized classroom spelling bees for grades 3 through 8, and the winners of each class went on to compete in the school-wide spelling bee. And families were able to visit the school and be in the audience.
Another exciting thing was just to see the parents be able to watch their students in the school-wide bee. And so we're kind of getting to that point where our parents can come and participate and watch and celebrate their students' achievements as we head into spring.
The Alaska State Spelling Bee is slated for March 23rd. It'll be held virtually this year also, so there will be no need for Upperland Canal students to travel. Among Alaska's major cities, Juneau has kept up some of the most restrictive protective measures in the state throughout the pandemic. Now it's relaxing rules while it increases access to public health tools for residents. And as Claire Strempel reports for KTOO, that seems to be working.
The Juneau Public Health Center is kind of a one-stop shop for all the proven defenses against COVID-19.
Are you guys giving away N95 masks?
You can grab masks and test kits or walk into vaccine appointments, and it's all free.
You have test kits?
Yes, I do. Got 2 right here.
If a public health initiative is measured by how much the community uses it, this is doing well. The first day Juneau offered masks, about 300 people showed up and cleaned out the stock. Even on this average day, lots of people drop by for supplies. Gabriel Quinones and Jamie Campbell came by for masks because N95s got too pricey on the internet. They've loosened up on some of their restrictions.
We kind of go out a little bit more, but we're still practicing most of the social distancing and the precautions that we have taken since the COVID pandemic started.
Martin Bowles also came in for a pack of N95 masks. He says he hasn't expanded his bubble and still doesn't go out to eat, but he and his wife do shop and use the pool.
I don't think that I'm going to be in public places without a mask anytime soon. I want to see what's happening. I fear that states like Alaska may unmask too soon, so we'll see.
Juneau has hewn closely to CDC pandemic guidelines. But this month, the state's pandemic poster child dropped mask mandates for vaccinated folks. And city officials say they're envisioning a day when they can relax regulations even further. The city is loosening restrictions at the same time it's increasing the availability of tools to fight the virus. Test kits and masks are available at locations all over town, not just the public health center, libraries, the police station, and at City Hall. Another shipment of 24,000 KN95s arrived this week.
I think adhering to these risk mitigation factors has really benefited our community.
Allison Gotchlick is the nurse manager for the Juneau Public Health Center.
I think overall throughout this pandemic, we have been really fortunate to have typically lower case rates, lower hospitalizations, higher testing rates. And we have a really nice high vaccine rate locally as well.
So restrictions are easing, but that's after some aggressive precautions. Juneau schools have masked since in-person classes resumed last year, and there's a nearly 80% vaccination rate. A recent study by the local regional hospital found Juneauites were more than 60% less likely than other Alaskans to die from COVID-19, just because they live here. And people are still getting vaccinated.
We do still see people getting their first doses, yeah. Which is wonderful. Makes us super, we get very excited when we have somebody coming in for a first dose.
Gotchlick estimates about 60 people a week come into the public health center for the jab, whether it's the first, second, or a booster. So if states that drop restrictions are letting the public fight the virus on its own, Juneau's approach is to heavily arm the public first. And so far, it's working.
And I think that's just a case study in how much can change and how the nature of the virus can change.
Robert Barr is the deputy city manager, and he runs Juneau's Emergency Operations Center. He says Omicron is a different variant than we've seen before, and at this point in the pandemic, that means a city with a very high case rate can still be only at a moderate risk for COVID-19. He would not have expected that 6 months ago.
I would have been shocked, right? I would have been like, how? There's no way. Like, we can't deal with numbers that are that high.
Some cities and states in the lower 48 have dropped restrictions. Barr said he thinks Juneau's moving at a reasonable pace. But like Marlon Bowles at the Public Health Center, he's thinking about the consequences of dropping them too soon.
One of the things that keeps me up some nights is I'm hopeful that we're not prematurely leaving the water, I guess, to use that analogy. I don't think we are, but COVID has surprised us before.
It's been 3 weeks since the city ended mask requirements for vaccinated people. Local hospital operations are normal. Case counts continue to drop. In Juneau, I'm Claire Strimple.
As of Friday afternoon, the state is reporting 41 COVID cases in the Haynesboro over the last week. That's up 18 cases since Wednesday. In Skagway, the state is reporting 4 new cases over the last week. There are no reported hospitalizations or recent deaths. For KHNS, I'm Corinne Smith. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read news stories on our website at khns.org. You can also subscribe to KHNS News on Spotify or anywhere you get your podcasts.